平安
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我相信当大家唱完这首诗歌，应该知道今天早晨我的负担是什么。
I'm sure after seeing this hymn, you already know my topic for this morning.
那就是关于奉献。
It is concerning consecration.
更准确的说，乃是奉献当作活祭。
And more accurately put, it is consecrated as living sacrifice.
不知道当弟兄你们听到这样的一个题目的时候，你的心里面的感觉是如何
？When you hear such kind of topic, I don't know what you feel in your heart.
希望你们不要觉得很紧张。
I hope that you will not be nervous.
也不要觉得很害怕。
And don't be scared either.
这是一件非常喜乐的事情。
This is a very joyful thing.
我这些年来，我觉得越来越觉得自己常常的喜乐。
In these past years, I find myself rejoicing all the time.
虽然环境当中并不是那样的尽都如意。
Even though my life is not as smooth as it can be.
但是我觉得心中的喜乐越发加增。
And yet the joy in my heart continues to increase.
我相信是有一个原因。
I believe that there is a reason.
就是跟这个奉献这件事情是有关。
And it's greatly tied to this topic of consecration.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们在思想《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章那里说要常常的喜乐。
Many times as we contemplate about Thessalonians says that we need to rejoice always.
我们常常会有个感觉，这个道理我们明白。
We feel that we understand the principles.
但是我们觉得好像很难实行。
And yet we find it difficult to realize.
我似乎发觉到奉献就是这条路。
I think I have discovered that consecration is the way.
就是将我们完全奉献给神当作活祭。
As we consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们就能够经历这常常喜乐的这样的一个秘诀。
Then we have found the secret of how to remainTo be joyful always.
我们现在读几处的经文。
Let's turn to several scriptures.
第一处在希伯来书。
First is found in Hebrews.
新约圣经希伯来书第十章。
The New Testament, Hebrews chapter 10.
我们先读第五节到第十节。
We will read first from verse 5 to 10.
希伯来书第十章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说神啊祭物和礼物是你不愿意的你曾为我预备了身体
Therefore when he comes into the world he says Sacrifice and offering thou hast not desired But a body thou hast prepared for me
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的
In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin Thou hast taken no pleasure
那时我说神啊我来了为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the roll of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God.
以上说祭物和礼物，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的，这都是按着律法献的。
After saying above,Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin thou hast not desired, nor hast thou taken pleasure in them which are offered according to the law.
后又说我来了为要照你的旨意行可见他是除去在先的为要立定在后的。
Then he said, Behold, I have come to do thy will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second.
我们凭这旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣
By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all
我们再读下一处经文在同一章圣经第十九节
The same chapter 10 verse 19
我们要读十九二十两节
We will read verses 19 and 20
弟兄们我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体
Since therefore brethren we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh
下述经文在彼得前书
Next is found in 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司， 借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这的灵祭在圣经当中我们看见有几样 的奉献。
The spiritual sacrifices, we can find several of them in the scripture.
其中包括我们早晨在主的饼杯面前，我们以我们的嘴唇的果子，以赞美为祭来献给神。
One is found, what we have done just this morning. We come before the Lord's table with the sacrifice of praise.
另外一处，我们借着耶稣基督所能够奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，乃是在罗马书第十二章第一节。
And the second one is found in Romans chapter 12, that we present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这两节的经文，弟兄姐妹应该都可以背起来了。
I'm sure brother and sister can already memorize these two verses.
因为在最近这一年当中，主一次又一次的来向我们述说，强调这一句经文的重要。
And because in this past years, the Lord continues to emphasize to us the importance of these two verses.
罗马书第十二章第一节
Romans 12 verse 1
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
Therefore I urge you brethren by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God which is your spiritual service worship
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
最后，我们再读一处的经文，是在旧约圣经的诗篇第四十篇。
Lastly, we will turn to the Old Testament, Psalms chapter
40. 诗篇第四十篇
Psalm 40.
我们要读第六到第八节
We will read verses 6 to 8.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。那时我说，看啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Sacrifice and meal offerings thou hast not desired. My ears thou hast opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings thou hast not required. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me.
诗篇的这处经文就是希伯来书刚刚我们所读那处经文的引用的来源。
And this is the reference in which we had just read in Hebrews.
但在这里呢，诗篇这里特别提到说，你已经开通我的耳朵。
But in Psalms, we especially find this phrase in here that says, My ears, thou has opened.
我们一起在主面前有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你实在是爱了我们。
We thank you for you have loved us.
主，你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
我要成为你恩典的见证。
And so that we can be the testimony to your grace.
主早晨我们在你面前我们实在是谦卑在你的面前。
This morning, Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
主我们在求你借着圣灵来更新变化我们的心思意念。
We ask you to transform and renew our minds through the Holy Spirit.
主也加给我们恩典。
To give us your grace.
主好像我们能够听见并且能够明白你所要对我们说的话。
That not only we may hear your words, but we may also understand.
主，你要我们每一个蒙恩的人将身体献上，当作活祭。
Lord, you want each one of us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是你所喜悦的。
And this is what you desire.
主，我们把这段时间仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我早晨先说一点。
This morning, I'd like to first mention this.
我们刚刚所读的经文，你会发现我们在擘饼之前呢，我们弟兄已经跟我们提到过。
The scriptures that we have just read, our brother has already mentioned them to us before the table meeting.
我们知道早晨我们都愿意在主的面前来讨主的喜悦。
This morning, we all have a desire to please our Lord.
事先呢，我并没有跟 Chip 弟兄先交通过。
But I did not have prior fellowship with our brother Chip.
但我相信是我们同友的一位圣灵感动了他。
But I am sure that the same Holy Spirit had moved his heart.
就让我们知道，我们实在是应当将我们的身体献上，当作活祭来归给神。
So that we all know that we need to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is acceptable to God.
在这些日子以来，我心里头一直有一个负担。
In these past days, I continue to have this burden in my heart.
就是关于奉献的这件事情。
And it is concerning consecration.
其中有一个原因。
One of the reasons.
因为在过去的几个月当中，我们能够偶有和几位弟兄姐妹在会所附近上班的弟兄姐妹在周四的中午有个聚集。
It is because I have an opportunity to gather with some brothers and sisters who work around this area. We have a gathering on Thursday, lunchtime.
这也算是顺便做一个广告。如果弟兄姐妹在这附近上班的，欢迎你们礼拜四中午吃饭时间能够与我们一同在主的面前有一个聚集。
This is also an advertisement. If you work around this area, we welcome you to join our gathering on for Thursday lunchtime.
在这段时间当中，我们心里头似乎有个共同的负担。
And during this time, we had this common burden.
就是希望能够在我们的属灵的生命上面有一些的操练。
It is that we like to exercise our spiritual life.
因为我们知道主常常把他宝贵的话语借着信息借着查经赏给了我们。
We know that God has often given us his precious word through message time and through Bible studies.
但是我们却发现神的这些话语在我们身上似乎没有办法在我们生活当中实行出来。
And yet we also realize that God's word oftentimes cannot be practically realized in our life.
所以我们在主面前就有一些祷告，有一些寻求。
And so we began to pray before the Lord.
感谢主，就借着我们的年长弟兄江弟兄，他在过去这一年当中释放一系列的信息。
And we thank the Lord that through the messages that was given by Brother Stephen Kong in this past year.
他让我们看见那属灵操练的重要。
He has shown us the importance of spiritual exercise.
这其中最重要的一件事情，也就是这个整个属灵生命的操练的开始，就是从奉献开始。
And the beginning of the spiritual exercise begins with consecration.
奉献这个题目大家并不陌生。
You are not foreign to this topic of consecration.
我相信在我们的头脑知识上，我们都明白。
I'm sure that in our mind, we all understand this topic.
我们也都知道它的重要性。
We also know the importance of this topic.
但是似乎在我们身上还有一个问题。
And yet we find another problem in our life.
这个问题呢，就像是一个人啊，他整天吃了很多很好的食物。
And the problem is like a person who constantly eats very good food.
这个食物的营养都进到我们的身体里头。
And we receive all the nutrients from the food that we took in.
但是呢，我们就整天的吃。
And yet we eat and eat and eat.
我们并不运动。
And we do not exercise.
后来就产生一个问题。
And then we discover a problem.
什么问题？
What is that?
在休斯顿我们应该不陌生。
We are very familiar with this problem in Houston.
我们的身体就产生一个肥胖症。
We become obese.
在属灵上面也是一样。
Same in spiritual lives.
感谢神常常把他的话语赐给我们。
We do thank the Lord that he often gives us his word.
神的话语就像是我们属灵的粮食。
And God's word is our spiritual food.
感谢神实在常常为我们预备丰盛的宴席。
And we also thank him that he often prepare abundant feasts.
所以我们也常常吃。
So we often eat.
周五周日我们都在吃。
We eat on Fridays, we eat on Sundays.
吃了很多。
We ate a lot.
但是如果我们不操练的话。
Yet if we do not exercise.
我们就碰到同样的问题。
We will encounter the same problem.
就是属灵的肥胖症。
That is spiritual obesity.
那还有一种情形。
There's another problem.
有一个人他吃得很好。
There's a person who eats very well.
当他听到有人建议他说你这样吃这么好呢你要去锻炼锻炼身体。
And then when this person heard the advice is, well, since you do eat well, you need to exercise.
就他一个礼拜三次也跑到那个健身房去了。
And so three times a week, he will run to the gym to work out.
就过了一年过了三年。
After a year, after 3 years.
他反而越来越胖。
And he grew heavier.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
这个人他的确到了健身房。
This person did indeed visit a gym.
他也听了教练所讲的要怎样子怎样锻炼他的身体。
He also heard the coach that taught him how to exercise his body.
听得非常清楚。
He heard very clearly.
听得非常明白。
And he also understood.
然后他就回家了。
And yet he went home.
一个礼拜去三次。
He went to the gym 3 times a day.
去了好几年。
And he went for many years.
结果呢？
And then,
他的肥胖的问题并没有得到解决。
He did not resolve his obesity problem.
感谢主借着连长弟兄让我们提看我们看见我们的属灵生命必须要操练。
And so our elder brothers have shown us that we need to exercise our spiritual body.
我们必须要来锻炼我们这属灵的生命。
We need to exercise our spiritual life.
而圣灵就是我们的教练。
And the Holy Spirit is our coach.
住在我们里头的圣灵，他要来教导我们如何来操练这属灵的生命。
The Holy Spirit that indwells in us will teach us how to exercise this life.
叫这个生命能够越来越长成像基督生命的形象。
To cause this life to grow into the image of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一起来思想这件事。
This morning I'd like to consider this thing with all brand sisters.
也唯有当我们能够将自己献上当作活祭
And when we consecrate ourselves as living sacrifice
圣灵在我们身上才能够来带领我们来操练我们的身体
Then the Holy Spirit can begin to lead us in our lives and also to teach us to exercise this life
叫我们这个生命能够长得强健
And to strengthen this life within us
能够过一个得胜讨神喜悦的生活
And to live a victorious life, a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们刚刚读的经文让我们看见
In the scriptures we have just read,
主耶稣来到地上的时候
When Jesus came to this world,
父神为他预备了一个身体
The Father God has prepared a body for him.
在那里主的话告诉我们祭物和礼物是神所不愿意的
And the wordThe God's word tells us that sacrifice and offerings you have not desired.
在律法的要求底下所献的燔祭和赎罪祭也是神所不喜悦的。
And the offerings of burnt offerings and offerings, sacrifices for sin, that you have not taken pleasure.
那到底神要的是什么呢?
Then what does God desires?
神乃是要我们能够遵行他的旨意而行。
God wants us to be obedient to His will.
今天我们能够来，今天我们能够来到荣耀神的面前。
Today we can come before the glorious God.
乃是因着主耶稣基督用他的身体为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
It is because our Lord Jesus Christ has opened up a new and living way through His own body.
叫我们能够来到至圣所。
That we may come into the holy place.
能够在神的面前。
And we may come before the presence of God.
我们能够把我们自己献上当作活祭
and present our bodies as a holy living sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，我再说一次。
Brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize this.
就连在旧约的律法要求底下，当人要把一些东西献给神的时候，那些的祭物都必须是完全的。
Even according to the law, all the things that are offered must be perfect.
必须是没有瑕疵的。
It must be without blemish.
还不能讨神的喜悦。
And even those offerings cannot please the Lord.
今天像我们这样的一帮人
And today, as people like we are,
在我们身上满了罪恶满了软弱
We are full of sin, full of weaknesses, full of wickedness
我们怎么能够献给这位荣耀的神
And how can we offer ourselves to this glorious God?
但是感谢主是神为我们预备了那更美的祭
But we thank the Lord because He has prepared a better sacrifice for us
而且是那永远的祭
He has prepared an eternal sacrifice
叫我们能够借着我们的主耶稣基督我们不仅来到神的面前
So through our Lord Jesus Christ not only were able to come before God
我们还能够把我们自己把我们的全人献上当作活祭讨神的喜悦
But we're able to present our bodies our whole bodies to Him as a living sacrifice to be acceptable to God
那这个活祭是什么意思呢
What does the mean a living sacrifice?
我们知道祭是应该是死的
We know that sacrifice is a dead thing.
在这里神却要我们把身体献上当做的是一个活祭。
And yet here, God wants us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我想它有两方面的意思。
I believe that there is two folds of meaning.
第一，就是这个活祭呢，它有死的形状。
And first is this living sacrifice has the form of death.
就我们这个蒙神恩典的人。
And all of us who have received the grace of God.
就我们这帮被神从世界、从罪恶中分别出来的人。
All of us who has been separated by God, from this world.
我们向着罪、向着世界、向着我们自己是死的。
That we will be dead to sin, to ourselves and to this world.
借着我们受浸的时候。
And through baptism.
我们在那里表明我们与基督同死同埋葬。
We represent that we are dead with Christ and buried with Christ.
所以向着罪、向着这个世界、向着我们自己，我们是已经与基督同死同埋葬。
So to sin, to ourselves and to this world, we have been dead and buried.
就像那死的祭牲放在铜祭坛上面，有火在燃烧一样。
Just like that dead animal that has been placed upon the altar, ready to be burned.
但这个活祭呢，它有它也有一个另外一个形状，就是活的形状。
And yet this living sacrifice also has another form that is the form of life.
这个活的形状乃是那复活的形状。
And this form of life is, contains that resurrected life.
它是存到永远。
It will last until eternity.
让我们看见我们不再为自己活，不再向着世界而活。
This shows us that we no longer live for ourselves. We no longer live to this world.
我们乃是向神活着。
But we live before God.
并且是活在神的面前。
And we live before His presence.
这活祭还有一个意思。
This living sacrifice has another meaning.
让我们看见它不是只是一次的来献给神。
It shows us that it is not offered up to God just once for all.
它是一个活泼的祭。
But it is a lively sacrifice.
是天天的献在神的面前。
It is offered to God daily.
就如在旧约的铜祭坛上的火是不停的烧着。
Just like the fire upon that brazen altar in the Old Testament, it continues to burn.
唯有当我们如此把自己献上当作活祭。
Only when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice,
圣灵在我们身上就能够更新变化我们。
Then the Holy Spirit can renew us, can transform us.
叫我们能够查验何为神善良纯全的旨意。
So that we may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
这里虽然说到我们的身体。
Even though here it mentioned about our bodies.
但是我们知道它的确是讲到我们的全人。
But we know that it refers to our whole being.
因为我们的灵、我们的魂都在这个身体的里头。
Because our soul and spirit is within this body.
当我们把身体献上当作活祭归给神的时候。
As we present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice.
我们就把我们的全人全心都献给神。
We have offered to God our whole being.
奉献当作活祭归给神要越早越好。
To consecrate ourselves as living sacrifice to God, we need to do this early.
我很高兴今天看到有初中生的小孩子能够在我们中间。
I am very happy to see that the middle school, children are with us today.
希望他们能够听得明白。
I hope that they will be able to understand.
那个被神大大使用的牧迪弟兄他曾经分享过他一个见证。
A brother who has been greatly used by God, that is Brother Moody.
有一次穆迪弟兄呢去带领了一个福音聚会。
Once he was leading a gospel meeting.
当他聚完会回来的时候。
And as he returned from this meeting.
有位弟兄就问他说福音聚会怎么样。
Another brother asked him how was the gospel meeting.
他就说蛮好的。
He says pretty good.
然后那个另外一个弟兄就问他说那有多少人得救呢。
And he said, well, how many people were saved?
他就说有两个半。
He says, two and a half.
这个弟兄就有点疑惑不太明白。
And so this other the brother who asked the question didn't understand.
他说你的意思是不是说呢有两个大人一个小孩。
And so he said, do you mean two adults and one child that received salvation tonight?
他说不是。
He says, no.
那他问说那到底有几个灵魂得救呢。
And so the brother asked again, so how many souls were saved this night?
穆尼弟兄回答说有三个灵魂得救。
And the brother Moody said, three souls were saved.
但是有几个人呢蒙恩几个人得救呢。
But as to how many people were saved,
他说两个半。
There's only two and a half.
不是两个大人一个小孩。
It is not two adults and one child.
乃是两个小孩一个大人。
But it was two children and one adult.
这个弟兄就不明白。
And this brother was very confused.
他就说了。
And he said,
穆里弟兄就解释说，这个小孩子啊，算两个。
And the brother Moody explained, this child equals to two people.
对，因为他们年纪还小。
Oh, because they are still very young.
所以他们有他们一整个人生啊，能够奉献给神，为神而活。
And so they have this entire life before them that they can offer to God and to live for God.
所以一个孩子算一个。
And so one child equals, counts as one.
两个孩子算两个。
And two children counts as two.
那大人呢，只能算半个。
And the adult, you can only count him as half.
因为他的一生已经过了一半。
Because he has already wasted half of his life.
他剩下一半的时间，如果强壮的话，他一半的时间呢，还能够为神而活。
He only has half of his life left. If he's strong, he has half to live for the God.
这个意念最近这几年常常提醒我。
And this thought often reminds me in these past years.
因为我不知道到底在神的恩典里头，我算是强壮还是不强壮。
Because I do not know under the grace of God, am I a strong physically or weak?
所以我不知道有没有七十年或八十年。
I don't know if I have 70 or 80 years to live.
但是无论如何，我知道我已经过了一半。
But no matter what, I know that I have already passed the half mark.
所以刚刚弟兄领事弟兄也提醒我们要抓住机会。
When our sound leader just reminded us earlier that we need to take hold of the opportunity.
我们能够早早地把我们自己奉献给神。
We need to present our, consecrate ourselves to God as early as possible.
好像我们在地上的一生能够讨他的喜悦。
So that we can please our God in our entire life.
另外在主耶稣在马太福音第七章那里的一段话也非常的警戒我。
And also, Jesus' word found in Matthew 7, solemnly warns us.
耶稣对许多人说，
And there Jesus told many people,
说到那日必有许多的人对我说主啊主啊。
He says on that day many people will come to say to me, Lord, Lord.
他们对主说什么呢？
What did they say to God?
他们说主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名医病奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
He says, Lord, didn't we havepreached in your name and have done works of miracles in your name.
但是主却对他们说，
Yet the Lord told them,
主称这些人说，你们这些作恶的人，
And you who practice evil and lawlessness,
离开我去，
Depart from me.
我不认识你们，我不称许你们。
I do not know you. I do not commend you.
同姐妹，你读到这段圣经的时候，你有没有觉得非常惊讶？
But sisters, as you read these words, are you surprised?
一个称耶稣基督为主的人，
A person who has called the Lord, Lord.
一个奉主的名传道传福音的人，
A person who has prophesied and preached the gospel in his name.
一个奉主的名医病赶鬼的人，
A person who has cast out demons and performed many miracles in God's name.
到那一日，到主审判台前那一日，主却说我不称许你们，我不认识你们，你们是作恶的人。
Yet on that day before the judgment seat, the Lord told them, "I depart from me. I do not know you, you who practice lawlessness."
就连保罗也曾经这样说过。
Even Paul has said this.
他说他非常战惊，非常恐惧。
He says, "I am very much afraid."
他说他唯恐他将福音传给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
He says, I do not want to preach the gospel to others, and yet I myself have been forsaken.
这些的例子告诉我们一件什么事呢？
And all these examples tell us a thing.
就是真正能够讨主喜悦的，还不在乎我们为主做了什么。
It is, in order to please the Lord, it doesn't matter what you have done for the Lord.
那在乎我们这个人是不是被主得着了。
But it matters whether or not God can gain you.
主的旨意在我们身上是不是有一个通达的道路？
Can God find a way in your life?
我们是不是将我们自己完全的奉献给主，当作活祭？
Have you completely consecrate yourself to God as a living sacrifice?
今天早晨啊，弟兄姐妹，我相信弟兄姐妹对于奉献的真理都相当的清楚。
This morning, I am sure that you're very clear and familiar about the truth concerning consecration.
所以我也不愿意让弟兄姐妹觉得厌烦。
So I don't want to bore you with more.
再讲一次这个奉献的道。
I don't want to talk about this doctrines about consecration again.
所以早晨愿意用今天早晨的时间呢，要跟大家讲故事。
I'd like to share some stories with you instead.
啊，借着这些真实的故事，能够让我们看见奉献当作活祭奉献给神的这条道路是如何的发生。
And through these stories, I'd like to share with you how this way of consecration begins.
我们作为一个基督徒，奉献自己当作活祭献给神，它这个是一条道路。
As a Christian, and we consecrate ourselves to God as living sacrifice, this is a way.
可以分成三个阶段。
And it can be divided into three stages.
第一个阶段。
And the first stage.
就是那奉献的开始。
It is the beginning of consecration.
它是一个爱的奉献。
It is the consecration of love.
不再是因着律法的要求，我们把自己献上。
We no longer offer ourselves up because the requirements of the law.
不再是因为人家告诉我们说，主耶稣那样的爱我。
It is not because other people tells you how much Jesus loves you.
不是那样子，我们认为说，神这样子救了我。
It is not because we know in our mind that God has saved us.
所以我有个义务，我有个责任，要把自己献给神。
So that I have a responsibility to offer myself to Him.
不是的，乃是因为爱的缘故。
It is none of those. It is because of love.
所以我们刚刚所读的诗篇第四十篇那里，让我们看见一幅图画。
And so in Psalm 40, it shows us a picture.
主的话说，祭物和礼物你不喜欢。
And the Lord's word says, sacrifice and meal offerings you have not desired.
所以今天我们不要再根据那个律法的要求来献祭给神。
So this morning, let us no longer make offerings to God due to the requirement of the law.
如果我们在律法的要求底下把什么东西献给神，无论我们所献的是什么，都不能讨主的喜悦。
If we are still doing, If we're still making offerings to God, due to the requirement of the law, then no matter what we offer to Him, it will not be pleasing to Him.
但在诗篇那里，主的话告诉我们，你已经开通我的耳朵。
But Psalm 40 tells us, my ears you have opened.
我们知道耳朵是连在我们的身体上。
We know that ears is connected to this body.
这耳朵呢，也可以代表我们整个身体。
And our ears can represent our whole body.
那这件事情呢，是旧约里头的一个图画。
And this is also a picture found in the Old Testament.
就当一个希伯来人他被卖做奴隶的时候。
When a Hebrew is sold as a slave.
神的律法在那里定明说，这个奴隶呢，给主人他服侍了六年之后。
And God's law tells us that after slave has served the master for six years.
满了六年之后呢，第七年这个奴隶呢就得着自由。
And on the seventh year, the slave will gain his freedom.
他可以自由地离开了主人，去过他的生活。
He can freely leave from his master and lead his own life.
所以在那里，如果这个奴隶呢，因着爱他主人的缘故
，And yet if the slave loves the master,
他就愿意让主人把他带到那主人的家的门口。
He will be willing to let the master to take him to the gate of the house.
用那个钉子就钉锥就把他的耳朵钉在主人的门框上。
And with a nail to pierce his earlobe to the door jamb.
这里他所表明的就是说，因着他爱他的主人。
And here he says, because I love my master.
他愿意放弃他自己的自由。
I'm willing to let go all my freedom.
他愿意放弃他自己的主权。
I'm willing to give up all my rights.
他把他这个全人呢，就奉献给他的主人。
And to offer my whole being to the master.
那个钉子钉他耳朵，钉在主人的门框上是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to have the nail pierce his ears and to be nailed to the door jamb?
就是表明一件事，他不仅把他的身体献给他的主人。
It represents not only he has offered his whole body to the master.
从今以后，他是听他主人的话而行的一个人。
But from now on, he is a person who listens to the master's word and do according to the master's word.
他不再有自己的意思。
He no longer has his own will.
他单单遵行他主人的意思。
He will only do the will of his master.
这是因着爱的缘故。
And this is all due to love.
不是因着律法的要求。
It is not due to the requirement of the law.
在1993年的时候。
In 1993,
是我刚蒙恩不久的日子。
It was the day when I was just saved.
我远远比不上弟兄姐妹今天这么蒙福。
I was not as blessed as all the brothers and sisters today.
弟兄姐妹能够明白那奉献的真理。
You already understand the truth concerning consecration.
在当时虽然我什么关于奉献的真理我都一点都不明白。
At that time, I did not understand anything about the truth concerning consecration.
我也不记得我读过罗马书第十二章。
I don't even remember that I have read the verses found in Romans 12.
在当时呢，我刚从学校毕业。
I just graduated from school at that time.
大概差不多有一年的时间呢，能够在美国这里找工作。
And for about a year's time, I was looking for a job in the States.
当时的经济不景气呢，跟现在有点类似。
And at that time, we also had a financial crisis just like right now.
是非常不容易找到工作。
It was very difficult to find jobs.
特别我又没有身份。
Especially I do not have status.
语言能力也不好。
And my language skill was not good.
就经过一段很长的时间，我找不着工作。
So for a long time, I could not find any jobs.
那段时间虽然许多是非常的艰难。
Even though that was a difficult period in my life.
但是主的爱却常常的与我同在。
But the Lord is always with me through His love.
很快的一年就快过去了。
Very quickly, my year's time of looking for a job is up.
那个 practical training 呢，很快就要结束。
And I will have to end the practical training.
那时我和我的妻子，还有我们刚刚出生的孩子，我们就准备好订的机票要回家了。
At that time, my wife and I, and also a newborn daughter, we were ready to purchase a plane ticket to go back home.
等在一个晚上和姐妹一起同在主面前祷告的时候
，But one night as I was praying with my wife,
其实我不记得是为了特别为了什么事情祷告。
I don't know what particular things we were praying for.
在那一天晚上，圣灵就将基督的爱浇灌在我心里。
But that night, the Holy Spirit poured down His God's love into my heart.
叫我愿意甘心顺服神的旨意。
So willingly, I will be obedient to God's will.
我就对主祷告说。
And I pray to God.
主，无论你要带领我往哪里去。
I said, no matter where you want to lead me.
你要带我回台湾，到中国大陆，到非洲，我都愿意顺服。
If you want to lead me back to Taiwan, or take me to China, or even to Africa, I will be willing.
感谢主，虽然我不明白什么叫做奉献当作活祭。
I thank the Lord, even though I did not understand what does it mean to present my body as a living sacrifice.
但那一次因着神的爱浇灌在我心里。
But because God has poured down His love in my heart.
因着神的爱是那样的在激励我。
And because He has spurred me on with His love,
叫我愿意把自己奉献给他。
That I was willing to consecrate myself to Him.
叫我不再照我的意思。
That no longer will I live according to my will.
我愿意照他的意思。
But I will live according to His will.
这是第一个阶段，关于奉献的事。
That was the first stage concerning consecration.
那是在爱，因着爱而将自己奉献给神。
You consecrate yourself because of His love.
有些时候我们知道神是爱我们。
Many times we do know that God loves us.
我们也知道我们应该爱神。
We also know that we ought to love Him.
但是我们却常常的不够爱神。
And yet we are unable to love Him.
我们也常常忘记爱神。
We also forget to love Him.
抽离一切的世界的引诱。
And our enemies will tempt us through the things of this world.
借着今世的思虑。
And through the worries of this world,
就使我们与神的爱就似乎就隔绝了。
And He tried to separate us from the love of God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵。
And because the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
住在我们心里的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
他能够将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
He's able to pour the love of God into our hearts.
因此我们可以借着祷告。
And so through prayers,
我们求主借着圣灵常常把他的爱充满在我们心中。
We can ask the Holy Spirit to often fill our hearts with God's love.
当神的爱激励我们的时候。
When God's love spurs us.
当我们在主日擘饼当中主的爱摸着我们的时候。
When God touches us with His love at the table meeting,
我们就抓住那样的机会。
We will take hold of such kind of opportunity.
我们就把我们自己献上当作活祭。
And to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
这个是奉献的那个门。
This is the door to consecration.
当我们有第一次，我们是真心的把自己奉献给神。
When we have this first opportunity to offer ourselves to God,
因着爱的激励，我们把自己奉献给神。
And because of the constraint of love that we're able to offer ourselves to God,
我们就进了这个奉献的门了。
Then we have entered into this door of consecration.
因为有些时候我们或许还会忘记。
Many times we will forget.
但是神却不忘记。
Yet our God will never forget.
当我们曾经真心的把我们自己奉献给他，
When we have truly offered ourselves to Him,
神他就知道，
God knows,
他就得着了那把钥匙，
He has received that key from you,
他能够在我们生命当中，他能够开始来做他要成就他荣耀的工作，
And He can begin His glorious work in your life.
这件事情非常重要。
So this is a very important matter.
进了这个奉献的门之后呢，
Once you enter through this door,
前面就是一条漫长的道路。
And then there is a long way ahead of you.
很漫长。
Very long way.
对我来讲呢，这道路已经有十几年了。
And to me, this way has been over a decade long.
但这十几年呢，实在是看见神就能够借着圣灵在我身上不断的来更新变化我的心思意念。
And yet God used this decade long time to transform me and to renew me.
圣灵在我们身上开始一点一点的工作。
The Holy Spirit began to do things little by little.
叫我们渐渐地脱去旧人。
And so gradually we will get rid of this old man.
我们能够穿上新人。
And to put on this new man.
圣灵要将基督的性格，将基督的丰满一点一点地制作在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit will work the fullness of Christ and His character into our lives.
叫我们能够渐渐长成满有基督长成的身量。
And so that we will grow into the full stature of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们能够一生遵行父神的旨意，荣耀他的名。
We may be obedient to the will of God and to do His will and to glorify His name.
谁愿意借着神在我身上的带领和制作
？So I'd like to use how God has worked in my life.
来和弟兄们一同来认识这件事情。
And to fellowship with you, so together we may understand this matter.
还是求主的宝血来遮盖。
May the Lord cover this with His precious blood.
仰望圣灵帮助我们，无论讲的、听的，我们能够明白主所要对我们说的。
We look up to the Holy Spirit to protect all of us, so those of us who speak and translate and listen can understand.
圣灵在我身上所做的工作，并不一定与大家每个弟兄姐妹是相同的。
The work the Holy Spirit has done in my life may not be the exact same kind of work He is doing in your life.
但是那背后的属灵原则应该是同样的。
But the underlined spiritual principle should be the same.
我刚刚提到当1993年当我把自己献给主的时候
I just mentioned I have consecrated myself to God in 1993.
我愿意照着神的旨意行。
I'm willing to do God's will.
相隔不到一个月
About a month later,
神就奇妙地为我开了一条道路。
And God miraculously opened up a way for me.
他就赐给我一个蛮有主恩典的一个工作。
He has given me a job that is full of His grace.
而在这样的一个工作环境当中，就是神接下来要制作我的一个环境。
And that was an environment in which He is beginning to build me up.
有一次在工作当中，我面临一个挑战。
And once in at my job, I have encountered a challenge.
就是公司呢这个高级主管他们在礼拜一需要有件事情呢必须要做好礼拜一他们必须要用
Upper management have decided they need something done by Monday morning they needed to use them
这件事情必须要我来做
And I am the only one that can complete the task
这件事情呢似乎是必须要整个周末的时间才能够完成
And it will take me the entire weekend to complete this job
所以在我们开始周末之前我们就跟高级主管开了一个会
And so before the weekend begins, we had a meeting with the upper management.
所以公司的 CEO, CIO, CFO 全部都在那里
And so the company CEO, CIO and FO, they're all there.
他们特别跟我强调说这个事情礼拜一以前一定要完成
They emphasized to me again and says, we need this job completed by Monday morning.
他说呢，然后我就跟他说，我说呢，我会尽我的全力来完成这件事。
And I told them I would do my best to complete the job.
但是呢，礼拜天早上呢，我必须要去教会。
But on Sunday morning, I will go to church.
如果我没有办法如期完成的话呢，我去教会敬拜神之后呢，我再回来公司继续做。
If I am not done with this job, then I will come back to work after I go to church on Sunday.
就算我需要不睡觉呢，我也在礼拜一早晨之前能够把公司做完成。
Even if I don't sleep Sunday night, I will try to complete your job.
这时候有个高级主管就提出一个建议。
And at this time, one of the managers made a suggestion.
他可能觉得这样还是太冒险。
He think that this is too risky.
他说：“那你还是不要去教会好了。”
He says, "Why don't you just skip church?"
他说：“我们帮你拿一台电视，装在你工作的那个办公室里头，你可以在这里呢，你也可以来敬拜神。”
He says, "We will bring you a TV set and put it right here, and you can watch TV, church worship on TV."
我以前都不知道电视上可以看到这些。他们讲以后呢，我才知道说电视上有这些的节目。
Formerly, I did not know that there are such programs on TV on Sunday morning that you can go to church through TV.
那时候虽然我刚刚蒙恩
，At that time, even though I was just saved,
我也不晓得这到底去教会敬拜跟看电视敬拜有没有什么差别。
I didn't know if there's any difference of going to worship God at church or to worship Him through TV.
但我心里头呢有一个感觉
，But in my heart, I had this feeling.
我有一个心愿。
I have this heart desire.
我愿意我主日的早晨是分别出来单单献给神。
I want to sanctify this time on Sunday morning. It is for Him.
所以我就跟这些所有的高级主管跟他们说。
So I told all the managers.
我说谢谢你们的好意，但是我主日早晨呢，我还是希望到教会里头去敬拜神。
I said I thank you for your good suggestions, but I still want to go to church, to worship God on Sunday morning.
但是我再三跟他们保证。就算我不睡觉呢，礼拜一早晨以前，我要把这件事情做完。
But I made a promise to them, no matter what will happen, I will complete the task by Monday morning.
那时候其实心里面是有点害怕，有点担心。
At that time, I had some worry in my heart.
这是我第一个工作。
This is my first job.
他们也不太认识我。
They don't know me very well.
我语言能力也不太清楚。
And my language skill was not very good.
那时候公司帮我办身份。
At that time, the company also trying to change my status for me.
我想这样子会不会就得罪了他们
？I didn't want to offend them.
但是呢，我还是顺服里面的感觉。
And yet I still need to be obedient to my inner feelings.
我就跟他们这样子达成一个协议。
And so I made this agreement with them.
但是很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我能够在礼拜六的加班当中呢，就把事情都做完了。
I was able to complete the task by Saturday.
所以主日早晨，我能够平平安安的、欢欢喜喜的到教会中敬拜神。
So Sunday morning, I was able to go to church in peace and in great joy.
这些大老板们他们会不高兴呢
？And will these big bosses be upset with me?
因为我坚持要到教会敬拜神。
Because I insist on going to church on Sunday.
但感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
后来呢，公司呢，他们就给我颁发了一个年度职员奖。
Later on, the company has given me a award of employee of the year.
虽然给我这些奖励
，and give me some rewards.
但那些并不重要。
Those are not important.
但是我的确经历到神的恩典呢，实在是够我们用。
But I truly experienced that His grace is sufficient for us.
又过了一段时间。
And after another period of time,
主圣灵又带领我经历另外一方面的学习。
The Holy Spirit led me to another area of learning.
可以说是我第一次那个面临经历失业的一个难处。
It was the first time I experienced the difficulties of joblessness.
就在1997年的时候。
In 1997,
因着我们天然人呢，总是不是那么的安静。
And because our natural man is always restless.
因着一些其他各种的因素。
And because of all other elements.
我就在 San Antonio 找了一个工作。
I found a job in San Antonio.
前的时候我刚刚才来到我们 HCA 聚会，没多久。
At that time, I have just came to this fellowship.
就呢，那个工作呢，就预备好了。
And a job was prepared in San Antonio.
工作本身呢，我非常喜欢。
I really like that job.
待遇也非常好。
And it also paid very well.
所以我们就完全被吸引住了。
So we were completely attracted by that job.
我们就准备要去 visit, 去看。
We were getting ready to visit, that place.
但感谢主那时候呢，主还是提醒我们说呢，要考虑看看那里呢，在San Antonio那边有没有好的聚会。
And I thank the Lord that He has reminded us to consider whether or not there's a good fellowship in San Antonio.
就在我们出发去 house hunting, 去看房子，在那里看房子的前一个晚上。
So the night before we were leaving for San Antonio to hunt for to find a house.
我就请我的姐妹呢打电话给魏师母。
I asked my wife to call Sister Wei.
给我们就打电话给我们。那时候还非常陌生的魏妈妈。
At that time, we don't know brother and sister Wei very well.
问一问呢，在 San Antonio 那里有没有好的聚会
？But we just want to inquire whether or not there's a good fellowship in San Antonio.
虽然好的工作我们很喜欢。
Even though we do like that good job.
但是我们也希望在那里有个好的聚会。
But we also want to find a good fellowship.
结果呢，那个电话那一边呢，突然间姐妹就拿电话给我了。
And all of a sudden, my wife passed the phone to me.
她说：“魏弟兄要跟你说话。”
Said, Brother Wei wants to speak to you.
我想那可能是我第一次跟魏弟兄说话。
I think that was my first time speaking to Brother Wei.
感谢主，借着我们弟兄，实在是向我说了很重要的那个话语。
I thank the Lord because He has spoken to me through our brother.
弟兄对我说：“那里的聚会的情形，据他所知道，并不是很好。”
And the brother said to me, according to his knowledge, the fellowship there is not very good.
他说：“如果我们为了一个工作到那里去，属灵的追求上受了亏损，那是何等的不值得。”
He says, "If you go there because of job, and yet you have a great loss in your spiritual life, then it is not worth it."
差不多就讲这几句话。
He only said simple words just like this.
那时候我什么都没有说。
At that time, I didn't say anything.
我就把电话后来我们讲完就挂掉了。
And after we end the conversation, I just hung up.
挂完电话呢，我就禁不住的就流眼泪了。
After I hung up, I can't help myself but teared up.
那次的流眼泪呢，不是因为别的。
At that time, I didn't go ahead and finish.
然后流眼泪，为什么流眼泪呢？是因为我实在是太喜欢那个工作了。
Oh, at that time I teared up because I really, really loved that job.
我都已经想好了。
I have already made up my mind.
想了很多很多。
I have planned many things.
这下这个年长弟兄就一两句话。
And now just with one or two words from our brothers.
真感谢主，那个话并不是我们弟兄凭他自己意思说的。
But I thank the Lord our brother did not speak on his own initiative.
实在是主借着我们弟兄要对我说的。
But the Lord has spoken through him.
我为什么流眼泪呢
？And why did I tear up？
就像是一个小孩啊，突然间找了一把刀子。
Just like a child who has found a knife。
他觉得刀子很好玩。
He thinks that the knife is a fun toy。
他准备要好好的来玩一玩。
He wants to really play with that knife。
突然间，这个刀子被从父母手中把他从手中拿走了。
And all of a sudden, the parent came and take the knife away from his hand。
他就好难过，好难过，是不是
？And the child is full of grief。
我的 dream job， 我的梦想的工作就没了。
And I lost my dream job.
但是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
虽然话语很简单。
Even though the words were simple.
但是因着是圣灵在我里头说的。
But because the Holy Spirit spoke them into my heart.
圣灵也就把那够用的恩典加在我里头。
He has also given me sufficient grace.
就叫我能够顺服下来。
To enable me to humble.
为什么我说这是我第一次那个算是失业的经历呢？
Why do I say that this is the first time I experienced this loss?
因为这两个礼拜前我已经跟公司提出辞呈了。
And because just 2 weeks ago, I have already resigned from my current job.
我已经辞掉我的工作 2 weeks notice.
I already given my 2 weeks notice.
所以我现在也没有脸啊，再跟老板说我不去了。
And now I don't have the guts to go back to my boss and says I don't want to go to the other job.
所以我心里面呢是准备要失业了。
So I was planned to have no job.
但是我们的神实在是有怜悯，有恩典。
But our God is full of mercy.
就到了前一天，就最后一天的前一天。
And the day before my last day of work.
我还是没有脸跟老板讲这个事。
I was still ashamed to tell my boss about this.
然后我的老板呢，他就开口问我了。
And my boss began to inquire.
他说：“你们再过几天就要去 San Antonio 了。”
He says, "Oh, you are about to leave for San Antonio in a couple days."
我那时候心里面啊，非常感谢神的恩典。
At that time, I really, really thank God for His grace.
因为是老板问呢。
Because he asked.
我就跟他说，我们不去了。
So I told my boss, "We're not going anymore."
老板就说，你等一等，等一等。
And he says, "Oh, wait a second."
还是去跟那个公司的那些 CEO 都讨论好了，就跑来跟我说。
And he went to had a conference with the CEO of the company, and then he came back.
既然你不去 San Antonio 了。
Say, since you're not going to San Antonio,
你就继续留在我们公司上班好了。
Why don't you stay to work here?
但如果你不满意的话呢
？But if you're unhappy,
我们每个礼拜呢给你一天的磨职假。
And we will give you one day out of each week to we'll give you a day in each week for you to look for a job.
所以呢，我每个礼拜就还
job seeking holiday.
Holiday. 所以我不仅还有工作。
So not only do I have a job.
老板还给我公司呢，还给我这个磨职的假。
And they also giving me this holiday each week.
就这后来就边上班呢边找工作。
And so I was working and looking for another job at the same time.
大大方方的找工作。
Generously looking for a job.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们这个人在神面前总是愚昧的。
We were always foolish before God.
我们学这个奉献的功课啊，学得非常的慢。
And to learn this lesson of consecration is a slow learning process.
虽然过不久就找到一个也不错的工作。
And soon after, I found a pretty good job.
但是接下来呢，我就开始了另一个旅程。
And so it began the next stage in my life.
我称它为失落的三年。
I call it the lost 3 years.
就是也就是我在世界当中啊通达的三年。
And it's because I am very prosperous in this world.
那段时间啊，我这个常常找工作。
And those 3 years, I've often looked for jobs.
每找必有。
Every time I start looking for a job, I will find a new job.
每次换工作呢，也都祷告主。
And every time I change jobs, I will pray to God.
但是同时呢，主也好像赐福给我。
At the same time, it seems like He is blessing me.
甚至于不用寄履历表就有工作。
I even didn't have to send my resume and I will find new jobs.
不用去面谈就有工作。
I don't have to go through interviews and I found new jobs.
那段时间我就发现我们这个人呢又回到那个自己的里头。
And so this natural man returned back to the old self.
那段日子现在回头想来其实非常的可怜。
Now as I think back, those were pitiful years.
虽然在世界上似乎是很成功。
Even though it seems as I was very successful in this world.
似乎那个道路是很宽敞。
It seems like the road in front of me was very wide.
但实在是 wide open. 实在是没有在那里遵行神的旨意。
And yet I was not obedient to God's will.
并不是说那段时间我就不爱主了。
It doesn't mean that during those times I did not love God.
我按时聚会。
I attend the meeting regularly.
我也常常祷告。
I often pray.
也读圣经。
I read the Bible.
也传福音。
I also share the gospel. I also serve.
但是我却在那里奔跑自己的道路。
And yet I was seeking and running my own way.
直到有一天，主的爱再来把我接回。
Until one day, the love of God intercept me again.
主借了一个工作环境非常的复杂。
And through a very complicated work situation.
有很多的所谓的公司的这个政治斗争的事情。
And there were a lot of company politics happening.
把我带到一个感觉到痛苦的一个感觉里头。
And he had led me to this point of frustration.
主借了这样的环境，就把我带回到他的面前。
And through this kind of circumstances, he brought me back to himself again.
到他面前来寻求，来求问。
And once again, I began to seek before him and inquire of him.
那时候主就借着以赛亚书第52章的话告诉我。
At that time, God has spoken to me through Isaiah 52.
主的话说：“你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们扛抬耶和华器皿的人，务要自洁。”
He says, "Depart from me, depart from me." Yes.
Isaiah 52.
Yeah. I got too many. Oh, depart, depart. Go out from there. Touch nothing unclean. Go out of the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not go out in haste. nor will you go as fugitives, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard.
因为我们是奉献给神的人。
Because we are vessels consecrated to God.
因为我们是监台耶和华见证 的祭司。
And because we shoulder the testimony of our Lord.
神不要我们沾染巴比伦的不洁。
God doesn't want us to touch the impurities of Babylon.
神借着这样的一段话语就把我从那个环境当中拯救出来。
And through these words, God has saved me from that kind of environment.
到了2000年的时候
And year 2000,
主在我的属灵生命上面又带领一个重大的转机。
And God has led me to a great turning point in my spiritual life.
一方面借着主赐给我们的一个 新生的孩子。
On one hand, God has granted us another newborn child.
因着这是我第四个孩子。
And that time was my fourth child.
选的时候呢就要分摊与姐妹一同分摊这个照顾孩子的辛劳。
And so at that time, I began to share taking care of children with my wife.
同时那段时间呢我的心里头又特别渴慕来认识主来读主的话语。
And at the same time, I had this great yearning to really study the Word of God, to know Him.
所以那一段时间呢我就被监禁起来了。
And so it felt as if I was imprisoned.
我那时候到礼拜六晨更的时候呢就很盼望能够和弟兄姐妹一同来亲近神。
On Saturday at my morning devotion, I had this great yearning to worship and draw near to God with brothers and sisters.
但是姐妹就不给去。
And yet my wife will not allow me to go.
后来我明白其实不是姐妹做的是主做的。
And then I realized it wasn't my wife's will, but it was God's work.
那半年多时间里头我每次到礼拜六早晨我心里头就非常的焦急。
And so, for that half year's time, on every Saturday morning, I felt anxious in my heart.
对主的渴慕就越来越加深。
And yet, the longing for God increased more and more.
就像上礼拜弟兄所交通的，到了神拯救的日子。
Just like the brother shared last week on the days of God's salvation.
有个礼拜，姐妹就说：“你明天可以去聚会了。”
One Saturday morning, my wife says, you can go to the morning devotion meeting.
那天晚上就好高兴，好高兴。
I was filled with joy.
我不知道你们有没有觉得可以参加聚会那么值得高兴的一件事。
I don't know if you have ever had such great joy because you're able to go to fellowship.
那天早晨我很早就起来。
That morning, I got up really early.
我一起来在主面前就感谢赞美他。
And when I got up, I gave thanks to God.
当我开车刚刚离开家没多久。
When I drove my car and left the house,
我正在开车的时候
just as I was driving,
圣灵就充满在我心里
and the Holy Spirit filled my heart.
我就在主面前把感谢赞美献给他
And I gave my thanksgiving before the Lord.
因为他是那样的爱我
Because he loves me so much.
同时那段时间主给我一个渴慕他话语的一个负担
At the same time, God also gave me a burden and to yearn for his word.
负担到一个深到的地步呢我就没有办法了我实在是因为四个孩子我实在是挤不出时间来好好读神的话语
And I have such yearning for God's word And yet I could not find any time to really read them Because I have four children
我在主面前祷告
I began to pray before the
Lord 我就想说呢我把工作辞掉好了
I thought maybe I should quit my job
我辞掉工作就一年
I just quit my job for one year
我这一年呢分别出来好好读主的话语
And dedicate this year to study the word of God
但这个当然这件事不是我一个人说了算
Of course, my words will not count
经过祷告以后就跟姐妹交通
After I prayed and I share with my wife
感谢主主也让姐妹同意了
And I thank the Lord because my wife actually agreed
我就准备要辞掉工作好好读神的话语
I was about to quit my job so I can spend the time reading the word of God
但主就借着环境也借着圣灵在我里头的带领
And God used the environment and also the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就奇妙地把我带到了 Enron 这个公司去工作。
And he led me miraculously to work for Enron.
当时你们应该知道我是绝对是不愿意去的。
At that time, I really didn't want to go work for Enron.
因为去 Enron 公司上班是要加班的。
Because if you work for Enron, you have to work overtime.
我已经挤不出时间读神的话语，我怎么可能还去 Enron 上班呢
？I couldn't even find more time to read the Word of God. How can I find more time for overtime work?
但是那个感动是真实的。
But the prompting of the Holy Spirit is real.
主也借着环境来印证。
And God also confirm it with life.
所以我就顺服。
So I was obedient.
我就去了。
I went to Aaron.
这过程中还有许多奇妙主奇妙的作为和带领。
And in this between this process, there were still many other miraculous ways of God.
但是我没有办法再细讲。
I cannot tell you one by one.
接下来弟兄姊妹就比较熟悉。我去 Enron 上班以后发生什么事情
Then you all know what happened after I went to work for Enron.
四个月之后公司宣布破产倒闭
Four months later, the company announced bankruptcy.
公司裁了许多的人
And they let go many workers.
老板跟我们留下的人说对不起
And our boss told us, those who remain and says, we're sorry.
把我们找来了高兴我无论做什么都是给主做的
I said, no matter what I do it for God.
所以呢，与主交通非常甘甜。
So to fellowship with the Lord is very sweet.
有人来打断需要做工作的时候呢，也非常的喜乐。
When someone interrupts me and I have to return back to my work, I'm also filled with joy.
所以那时候我每天去上班都是欢欢喜喜的。
So every day I would go to work with great joy.
不是因为我喜欢我自己手中的工作。
It is not because I love my job.
而是因为我这个人已经奉献给主。
It is because I have already consecrated myself to
God. 我的工作也是主的。
My work is also the Lord's.
无论做什么都是给主做。
So no matter what I do, whatever I do, it is for the Lord.
我就做得好高兴。
And I do it with great joy.
在同事们当中呢，主也
build his testimony.
这方面我不能再多说了。
I cannot give you, I cannot say anymore.
接下来到第三个阶段。
And now we come to the third stage.
那这个第三个阶段呢，这奉献的道路跟奉献的生活呢，其实相连在一起的。
And this way of consecration and the life of consecrations are interconnected.
就主在我们生那个道路上面一点一点圣灵来带领我们，来制作我们。
And the Holy Spirit began to work in our lives and lead us bit by bit.
这样的一点一点的带领呢，到后来呢，就成为我们的生活。
And because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, and all these becomes a way of a life for us.
而这一个奉献为活祭的生活，它的秘诀在哪里呢？
And consecration as a living sacrifice, what is the secret to that?
其实很简单。
It is very simple.
它是真实的。
It is real.
至少在我所经历当中，神的话语是真实。
At least in my experience, the word of God is always real and true.
就是主说你要安静，要知道我是神。
And that is the Lord told me, be still and know that I am God.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就在我们一切的事情上面。
That in everything,
我们都舍己，背起十字架来跟随我们的主。
We need to deny ourselves and take up the cross to follow him.
唯有在这样一个安静的情况之下，我们能够看见神的作为。
Only in this stillness we can behold the work of God.
就在这个安静的状态之下，我们能够经历神的恩典和大能。
Only in this stillness you can experience the almighty hand of God.
我们如何能够安静呢？
How can we be still?
我们这个人外面可以安静。
We can try to be still outwardly.
但是我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的情感、我们这个魂的生命是不可能安静的。
But it is impossible for our minds, for our emotions, and our inner selves to be still.
就唯有十字架能够叫我们安静在神的面前。
Only the cross can enable us to be still before God.
叫我们能够认识并且经历神是如何的一位神。
To cause us to know and to experience what kind of God we are.
关于这
Share a testimony of thanksgiving to this consecrated life.
我记得在去年年底的时候，我和弟兄姊妹交通到，神以那个以利亚神在基利西旁借着乌鸦喂养以利亚的那个故事。
I remember last year at the end of the year, I have shared with brothers and sisters how the Lord took care of Elijah by the brook of Cherith through the raven.
在当时遍地都是干旱饥荒。
We know that at that time there was a great famine.
但是神叫吩咐，叫神叫以利亚。到基利西旁，神就吩咐乌鸦来喂养他。
But we know the Lord has led Elijah to the brook of Cherith and command the ravens to nourish him.
在那里呢，神就借着乌鸦呢，就为就看顾供应以利亚一段时间。
And so through the raven, God provided to Elijah's need.
我就感觉到好像分享到主也借着 Enron 这个公司呢，也在一个遍地荒凉的时候呢，也喂养我一段时间。
And I felt that it was the same way that when there was a great famine in this world, God
环境当中装备。
And so in that kind of environment, I was able to be equipped to know Him and to experience God.
经历他奇妙的供应。
And to experience His miraculous
provision. 我分享完了，就弟兄来问我。
After my sharing, some brothers came to ask me.
弟兄说，那你下一站要去哪里呢？
And so they asked me, what is the next stage of your life?
那回去，我当然我知道，下一站呢，以利亚就要到那个撒勒法的寡妇家里去了。
I know as for Elijah, the next stage was to go to the house of the widow of Zarephath.
我回去好好把那段圣经读了读。
I went back home and read the story again.
读了读，想一想呢，我想这个事情应该不会发生。
I read the story over and over again, and I thought, well, this will not happen to me.
我也不认识，我也不知道去哪里找一个寡妇。
I don't know where to find Elijah. What did God said in those scriptures?
那个神对以利亚说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油并不短缺，直到耶和华时雨降在地上的日子。
For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of your flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth.
那是在列王记上第十七章那里说的。
And this is found in 1 Kings chapter 17.
后来以利亚呢，跟寡妇和他的家呢，就经历了这件事。
And then Elijah and the household of the widow experienced this fact.
在第十六节，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
And verse 16 says, the bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah.
弟兄姐妹，这样的事真的发生了。
Brother and sister, this thing really happened.
过去这一年当中，实在是感谢主的恩典。虽然
of God is not in great amount.
在经过了这一年，
but through this year,
主实在是天天用他的恩典来供应我们。
He has provided us with His grace daily.
经过一年之后，
after a year,
我那天感恩节和我们全家孩子们一起在主的面前数算主的恩典。
On that day of Thanksgiving, we were counting God's blessing with my whole family.
那时候圣灵就提醒我这件事。
And that time, the Holy Spirit reminded me this thing.
坛内的面果真不减少。
The bowl of flowers was not exhausted.
我们都不明白，但是正如主所说的话。
But just according to the word of God.
而瓶里的油也不短缺。
And the jar of oil did not become empty.
虽然我们在世界上所得着的远远比不上从前。
Even though what we can gain from this world cannot be compared to the days of the past.
但是圣灵的喜乐并比从前还要多。
But the joy come from the Holy Spirit has increased greatly than before.
我发现这样的喜乐不是世界所能给我们。
I discover such kind of joy cannot be given to you through by this world.
这是一个满足的喜乐。
Because this is a joy of being fully satisfied.
这是以我们的神为我们而有的喜乐。
And this is because our God is our Lord.
实在感谢赞美主。
I truly thank God.
保罗在腓立比书第三章告诉我们。
Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3.
他说弟兄们他说这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着
already press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus
他说我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏
I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
上个礼拜我们弟兄他有那无限的大能。
Our God has infinite power.
他又是那样的爱我上。
He has engraved us in the palm of his hand.
而他的计划、他的时间、他在我们身上一切的安排都是那样的巨细靡遗。
And his plans, his timing, his arrangement in our life, it's all in such great intricate detail.
我们的神是从不犯错的神。
Our God is a God who never makes a mistake.
他是全知、有全然智慧的一位神。
He knows all things, and he is the all-wise God.
他那样的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
今天早晨，弟兄姐妹，你们愿意把自己也来奉献给他吗？
This morning, brother and sister, are you willing to consecrate yourself fully to him?
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you.
主，愿圣灵真是能够越过人一切的软弱。
May the Holy Spirit surpasses all the weaknesses of men.
主，把你的心意说在我们心里头。
And speak your will into our hearts.
主，叫我们能够看见你何等喜悦，我们将我们自己身体献上，当作活祭来献给你。
Lord, cause us to see how it is delightful to you when we consecrate ourselves to you as a living sacrifice.
主，你是那样的爱我。
Lord, you love us so much.
主，早晨我们说我们愿意满足你的心。
And this morning we want to say, Lord, we want to satisfy your heart.
愿圣灵再将基督的爱充满在我们心里。
May the Holy Spirit fill our hearts with your love.
叫我们众人因为爱的缘故，我们再将自己来奉献给你。
And because of love, we're willing to consecrate ourselves to you.
好叫你在我们身上，你能够得着荣耀。
And so that you may gain glory through our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.